Madam Chairman, Archbishop Rowan, I think with confidence I can say the House of Laity wishes to express its unanimous gratitude to you for your ministry to us, to this church and to this nation and indeed to the world. In what by no stretch of the imagination could be described as being an easy time to be Archbishop of Canterbury. The words which came to me when I was asked to say a few words third in the row in terms of tribute to Archbishop Rowan's ministry are those much used words, servant leadership. Archbishop Rowan has been a distinguished servant to this church, to the world church, to the communion. He has served us, I suspect, at a greater cost than many of us will ever know, particularly in the most difficult of all causes at the moment, the unity of the church for which Jesus prayed and which is one of the keys to our mission. Archbishop Rowan has displayed a passion and perseverance for unity at very great cost. We've already heard that he has been subject to much undeserved and unhelpful and on occasion spiteful criticism, and we should repent of that. What we should give thanks for is the work of the Holy Spirit in that work of perseverance for the unity of Christ's church, which is so necessary. It's necessary here. It's necessary across the Church of England. It's necessary across the Anglican community. It's necessary across the world church that the world might believe. And Archbishop Rowan has given himself unsparingly to that task. And we are deeply grateful for that. Now that, it seems to me, is more than several full-time jobs. But it is not the only one, the only role, the only ministry which Archbishop Rowan has been sharing with us. Because the other very prominent note in his ministry, particularly as Archbishop of Canterbury and particularly in this synod, has been the commitment to mission in its widest sense. The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, proclaiming it in terms that are relevant and comprehensible to a complex and difficult world. Proclaiming it not only in church but out of church, in the public square, engaging in an astonishing range of ways with the people of our community, with the world of science, the world of law, the world of ethics, all with great distinction. And yet, conveying accurately and challengingly to us as well as to the world the implications of a world created by a triune and loving God. Archbishop Rowan has given us an inspiring example, a spur, and has strengthened us in our ability as a church to share in that mission, that gospel proclamation. My abiding memory of Archbishop Rowan is placed in Whirlow Grange, where from time to time the Archbishop Council meets. And it's in the early morning, looking out over the garden, as the Archbishop's Council celebrates the Holy Communion at the beginning of its day. And it's the memory of those little talks which Archbishop Rowan gives, apparently without any preparation, with no visible notes, never quite sure what are inside clergy robes, no visible notes about the lections for the day, bishops of the past, saints and martyrs, of whom most of us have never heard, but about whom which he seems to have an extraordinarily personal knowledge. Always given in a very comprehensible way, and above all, in a way which is relevant to the scripture and relevant to the task that we have in hand. A ministry of enormous encouragement. And from time to time, the Archbishop's Council needs encouragement. The last thing I want to say, a very personal one. I regret losing from Synod a fellow member of the prominent Eyebrows Club. Because we demonstrate something which we communally all need to think about and perhaps to work on. And that is that in order to communicate, we do not always need to use words. That little picture illustrates Archbishop Rowan's humanity, which is such an important part of his ministry, as it is of us all. Archbishop Rowan has been and is, trust will continue to be, a wonderfully approachable person with whom to talk, to share, and above all, to whom to listen. We all have complicated diaries individually. I dread to think what his looks like. But he finds time for that ministry of the pastor to listen and to converse. And for that, we're grateful. I've become recently very concerned about the way in which retirement is presented. This is not retirement. It is moving on to another ministry. And that's very important. I just hope and pray, Rowan, that as you move to the other place, as I call that university to which you're going, a group of colleagues who are more biddable than we have been. But what I know of the academic world gives further testimony to your faith. A sure and certain hope, we pray. So on behalf of the House, I want to express our thanks to you and to Jane, and to convey to you our love and our prayers to you and to your family as we say goodbye to you in this form, as you move on to your next ministry together. Rowan, thank you.